Thunder Bay. A local pharmacist who was found to have engaged in misconduct in relation to an opioid dependence medication is prohibited from working in pharmacy for 3 years. The Ontario College of Pharmacists released a ruling on March 1, 2023, finding Augustine Daniar of White Cedar Pharmacy in Thunder Bay engaged in professional misconduct. According to the ruling, the misconduct that had been ongoing between May 2019 and September 2021 included Daniar failing to keep records relating to his patients or practice, signing or issuing a document he ought to have known was false or misleading, and submitting an account or charge for services or products he ought to have known was false or misleading. All the misconduct findings were in relation to the opioid dependence medication Suboxone. The panel observed that the frequency and volume of the registrant's inappropriate billings are clearly a flagrant abuse of the system, the ruling reads. The roles of pharmacy director and designated manager are ones of heavy responsibility. The panel indicated that the registrant failed in his duties as a pharmacy director and a designated manager. The punishment imposed by the Ontario College of Pharmacists panel includes prohibiting Daniar from having any proprietary interest in pharmacy of any kind or acting as designated manager in any pharmacy for 3 years. Following the suspension, Daniar's practice or operation of any pharmacy will be subject to compliance audit reviews for 3 years. Daniar will also be required to complete training on professional problem-based ethics for healthcare professionals and medication safety compliance. He is also required to pay costs of $30,000 to the Ontario College of Pharmacists. The panel pointed out that practicing pharmacy is a privilege that is granted to those who possess the knowledge, skill, and judgment to practice safely, ethically, and professionally, the ruling reads. The panel expressed its hope that the suspension and remediation ordered will provide the registrant with an opportunity to prevent this type of conduct from occurring in his future pharmacy practice.